Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining me today on the Word Podcast. We've been reading the writing of the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul to the church at Philippi. Paul is in prison at this time, and he's really uncertain of his status. We've looked at that at previous episodes. One side of him is sitting there thinking, okay, yeah, I think I'm going to get out of here, and I feel sure I'm going to be able to come and see y'all. That's my hope. That's my desire. But if I don't make it, absent from the body, I'll be with the Lord. That's better, but I know it's better to stay here for your sake. It's that type of thing that we've seen so far. And he's about to move into a little more explanation of that. I want us to go to Philippians, the second chapter where we've been, and go back to verse 12, again to set the context. We've looked at 12 through 16, but listen to it again. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourself to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory, because I did not run in vain, nor toil in vain. So we've looked at those in previous episodes. That desire to have a reason to glory, because I did not run in vain. Can you imagine? Here he is. He's imparted the truth in these various places, and now he's imprisoned about it. And you can imagine how the enemy would come against you and how your mind would come against you. You know, have I really done what's right? Is this all there is to it? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Paul was saying, I want this reason, the glory. I want you to press on. I want to be able to boast about you and what you've done. Now, in verse 17, he says this, but even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with you all. So he's acknowledging this. He said, even if I'm being poured out as a drink offering, well, what is that? Well, when you look at the Mosaic Law, Levitical Law, there were many, many offerings, okay? There were sin offerings, there were drink offerings, there were grain offerings, and these offerings were for particular things. Paul's just sort of grabbing hold of that idea. He's saying, even if my life is being poured out, okay? If my life is being poured out as an offering, and it's offered on the sacrifice and service of your faith, in other words, the faith that you have, the faith that I have, because of my sacrifice in that, because of my serving in that, if it costs me my life, I rejoice and share my joy with y'all. He said, I'm just letting you know that if they do kill me, if this reaches that end and I go to glory, I'm rejoicing and I want you to rejoice. And then he says, you too, I urge you, rejoice in the same way and share your joy with me. He's really wanting to know how they're doing. We're about to see that in just a moment. And he's wanting them to rejoice regardless of what the situation is. Verse 19, he says, but I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly so that I also may be encouraged when I hear of your condition. So he's wanting to send Timothy to them to where he can find out how they're doing, then come back to Paul in prison and report. Remember, he's in prison. He can't get out. And he says, I'm hoping this in the Lord to send Timothy. And then he tells them why he wants to send Timothy and reminds them some things about Timothy. Verse 20, for I have no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare. So Paul is saying that Timothy is of a kindred spirit, particularly in relationship to the folks at Philippi, particularly to y'all. Now, this doesn't mean that Paul is downing or dissing other people. No, not at all. He's just saying that he is the one of the kindred spirit. Well, let's go to verse 21. You'll see more. For they all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus. But you know of his proven worth, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel, like a child serving his father. So the people had experienced it. Timothy had been with Paul when he brought the gospel into Philippi, and the people had experienced that, and they had seen it. And so he's saying, you know his proven work. You know how he served with me and how he served me. And it was like a child serving his father. So I'm going to send Timothy down there. Verse 23, therefore, I hope to send him immediately as soon as I see how things go with me. And I trust in the Lord that I myself also will be coming shortly. So see, Paul just didn't know. He didn't know what was going to be happening. He wanted to know from them something was impending in his life. There were some decisions about to be made, but he didn't know what was going to happen with that. And he's saying, hey, because of all this, I'm hoping to send Timothy immediately. I suspect that Timothy was one that actually brought this letter to them at Philippi. He says, but I'm going to wait to see how things go with me. He says, but I'm trusting in the Lord that I myself also will be coming to you shortly. So here's what Paul's plan was. I don't know what's happening, Paul said. I don't know if I'm going to be released and I'll be able to see you. I don't know if they're going to kill me. Either way, I'm writing this down for you. And as soon as I find out what's going on, I'll send Timothy ahead. If it looks like I'm going to be executed, he'll bring this letter and he will have news that I was executed. If it looks like that I'm not going to be executed, but I might be released in the future, I'll send him ahead with this letter. Okay, I'll send him there and you will know what is going on. The bottom line is I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm trusting the Lord. I'm trusting in the hope that it is the Lord that is our hope. Okay, our hope is in nothing else. Our hope's not in situation or circumstance. And he's reminding them of that. Remember what he said in verse 19, but I hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 23, therefore, I hope to send him. Verse 24, I trust in the Lord that I myself also will be coming shortly. See, he hoped and he trusted, and yet he didn't know. Woo, that sounds like us a lot of times, doesn't it? Okay? Sounds like us a whole lot of the time. So anyway, take this before the Lord. Go read Philippians 2 again, okay? Listen to what he says to us and hope and trust in the Lord. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next time.